The song Day One is being heard on radio stations all across the country and has been for a while now. But tell us a little bit about that story. It's a story of new beginnings, right?
Absolutely. It's a story that reminds us that all of us have the power to change and the opportunity to change our lives, that our tomorrow could be better than yesterday. And boy, I don't know if you're anything like me. I need a daily reminder that God's not done with me.
Amen.
And I got one of those powerful daily reminders in the form of one of the stories that came to me. It actually came to me from a small town of Worthington, Minnesota. And as a result, a few weeks ago, I called a pizza restaurant called Pizza Ranch in Worthington, Minnesota, and I asked to speak to the manager. His name is Josh, and the reason I called was to tell him that his story inspired my song. Josh wrote to me. He heard me talking on an interview like this, encouraging people to tell their story. And so he said, all right, I'm going to take you up on it. So he wrote to me, and he said, I want to tell you my story. Josh grew up in a pretty difficult home life, the child of a single parent. He never met his mother. At an early age, he got involved in drugs. And as a young teenager, wound up making some really poor choices, got involved in drug dealing, and at the age of 16, got arrested. Now, Josh was sentenced to 10 years. So from juvenile corrections all the way through maximum security prison, the next 10 years of his life had already been laid out for him.
Wow.
But while Josh was in prison, he got saved. He asked Jesus into his heart, and he began a new direction. Even as a convicted inmate in prison, he was daring to believe that God could change his life. You know, a lot of the inmates, when somebody gets saved in prison, they refer to it as jailhouse religion. In other words, it's sort of a term that says, oh, sure, you know, behind bars you're a Christian, but once you get out into the free world, you're just going to go back to the life you once knew.
Right.
Well, Josh wrote to me that he was determined not to do that, but to prove that he really was a changed man. So he got out of prison, and he searched for a job, but nobody would take a chance on him. So he began to get pretty discouraged. Finally, the church that he was attending, there was a Christian couple who ran a pizza ranch, and they heard about his situation, and they prayed and decided to give him a chance. So they hired him on and gave him a part-time job. And Josh simply wrote to me, he said, Matthew, I took that part-time job and I ran with it. I worked and I worked and I proved to everyone that I was a changed man. And today, I'm the general manager of that pizza restaurant. And I want people to know that if God can turn my life in a new direction, he can do that for everybody.